Okay, today is Daf Nun Vav. We're on Nun Hey Amid Beis. Today, Shir is learned for Refuah Shleima for Avram Zev Shaul Ben Esther. So we just wanted, I just wanted to finish up what we said yesterday. So we had the pasuk of, the Gemara said in the third to bottom line, V'okziv Ma'avirim, right? It says Ma'avirim, which is plural, which is mashma that both sons of Eli were bad. So the Gemara answered, Amar Rav Huna, Bridge of Yeshua, no, Ma'avirum Ksiv. Read it Ma'avirum in singular. Okay? Says Rashi on the second wide line over there, Kasha b'enai shem ha'chacham ha'nizkar kan. I have a kasha on the Amora who's mentioned here. The Amora was not Nachbar Yitzchak. No. Where was it? Amar Yeshua. Amar Huna Bereid of Yeshua. There's Rashi. I don't know who that is. Anyway, Ki Omar Ani Shetaz Gadol Hu. This is a mistake. V'lo Garsinan Leila Hamilsa. It shouldn't be written like this. Why not? Shahare Bisvar Mugahim Ksiv Ma'avirim. Because in our Navi, we have two yuds. And now the Gemara said, read it with one yud. That can't be right. The Gam, Mesora Gedola, in the Mesora HaGedola, whatever that is, Makom Shemunyan Sham Kalatevos, that's a book that counted all the words, Lo Ksiv Behem Yud, there is no yud there, the Korin Velo Nim Nazeh. And they read it, and they didn't count this one. So what's going on here with this story over here? Then he says it's not a kasha. The word ma'avir means to pass over, like ba'avir recall the machne. Very, very funny. Look at Tosfos.
He's not arguing with the...
What do you mean?
Is he arguing with...
No, he's raising the question, like, what's going on here? What?
He's not arguing with Gemara.
No, he's saying he took it out. He said, I don't read the whole kasha. The whole kasha is not a kasha, the whole teretz not a teretz. If you want to leave it in, all right, I'll cut you away to get it to stay in. Look at Tosfos. Second to last Tosfos. Hashas shalanu, our shas, cholek al svarim shalanu. Argues on our svar, on our navi. Shas argues on our navi, says Tosfos. Why? Shekas of bahem, because it says in ours. What's that letter there? Ma'avirum. Right? With a yud or two yud, so either way it's a problem. Then Tosfos says, "V'chein matzinu biYerushalmi." We have another time like this. B'Shimshon, it says in the pasuk, "V'hu shafet es Yisrael abayim shana." The Yerushalmi says that the pasuk says that Shimshon ruled for 40 years. How many years did Shimshon rule for?
Not forty.
He ruled for 20. The Yerushalmi says that the pasuk says he ruled for. Yishami says he ruled for 40. Malamed?
The land was quiet for
40
years.
Malamed, you plished him, you menu chaf shana. That they were afraid of him for 20 years, achar moso. After he died, kimo b'chayev, like he was still alive. The b'chals from shalanu, ksiv chaf shana. But our novi, you pull out a novi, it says 20 years. Says Tosos, another place, with the Gemara, the Yishami, and the Navi don't match up. Doesn't match up. You don't have to go to Kasha, Hakam, why it's 40, 20, quiet, 20. It says 20. Right? If you look on the side of the Gilyan Hashas, which is written by Rabbi Akiva Eger, it says, Be'em Sadiba V'chol Svam Shalanu. He goes to, I counted 19 places where the Gemara will say one thing and the Psukim say something else. We'll do one or two. It says, "V'chem atzina benida dafla gimel I'm an aleph tosfos." Okay, I didn't count that. Here, Megillah davchav beis on kasev tosfos. Dvayichal who beis psukim samach leparsha shalafanav. Right, the dvayichal is two psukim before the parsha before it. V'chein vakrav tem u'besev torah shalanu dvayichal who dal psukim me'aparsha. Four psukim. V'chein vakrav tem shlosha prakim. K'mashikatzav marsha sham. What's going on here? Next, Tachan daf kufi zayin amar al. Pesach is different. She omed him kasvu shlo yitachin sheyia mizmor beis psukim. There's no such thing as a mizmor with two psukim. The elu besvarim shalonu mizmor kufi zayin who beis psukim. Kufi zayin is two psukim. Ayin marsha. Three. Sanhedrin daf dalin amar al. Pirush Rashi sham. The bekivsa the yachid. Tiv kronos mole. Right? Kronos mole. Ubesif Torah shalonu. Tiv chaser. It's written chaser. Number four, Udavdal and Rebbe's Chaser of Rashi, the parsha of Ahaya Kiviacha, Ksiv Utotafos Chaser. Uba parsha of Ahaya Im Shemoa, Ksiv Mali. Uba Sever Torah Shalonu, Gam parsha of Ahaya Kiviacha, Ksiv Mali. Keeps on going. I don't know. He doesn't answer.
Anybody have an answer for this?
No, I don't know. There are 19 of them. I counted 19.
The problem we have is.
Yeah?
When the Christians split it up. This is after they split up regardless.
The only thing the Christians did was make prakim.
Correct.
They didn't change vavs.
No, they didn't change vavs, but they changed prakim. They changed
proximity.
Yeah, psukim and stuff like that.
They just changed. I understand.
But it tells an answer because that happened beforehand.
Correct. It's a very, like I said, we could spend a month on this topic. Because we always assume the Masorah is pure and perfect. No, we assume that. We don't want to read this, that this Vav's missing. Now, none of it makes halachic difference. That's for sure right away. It doesn't make a difference if Totafos is with a Vav without it. It doesn't make a difference. Kronos with a Vav without a Vav. Makes no difference. It makes no difference in terms of, oh, now the halach is different. Now there is no God. That doesn't mean any of that stuff. What the depth of it is, that I don't know. What? The depth of it, that I have no idea. Right, because we've learned out things from Vavs, and we've darshan, we went through shots. We know all the drushas. So what the difference is in terms of halacha lemaisa, there is none. What the difference is in terms of how do we answer this? I don't know. I just don't know. So it's fascinating, you know. I want to do some research about this. You can look up in different svarim, and I thought it was fascinating. Okay, next. More about people who look like they sin. That's what the whole daf, most of the daf is going to be about David Melech. People that look like they sin, but not really. Next, bottom line. Amar Shmuel bar Nachman, Amar Bionis, Kala Omer b'nei Shmuel Chatu. If anybody says that the children of Shmuel now sinned, Eino Elatoa. That's a mistake. Shenemar, Vayihi, Kitak and Shmuel, Ubanav lo halchu, Bedrachav. The children didn't follow Shmuel's ways. Right. Bedrachav hu delo halchu. They didn't follow in his ways, but they didn't sin, right? Elamani mekayim. What about this? Vayitu achriya betza, but they followed after money. So shlo asu kimaitza avihem. They didn't follow their father. Why? What does that mean? Shmuel atzadik machzer b'chol makom az Yisrael v'donos on barayhem. Shmuel, they call this in old America. It's called riding the circuit. Shmuel used to go to each town and judge them. Who needs a bezin today? Anyone need a bezin? I'm here. I am. And he used to do that. Shenemar v'halach midei shana b'shana b'sava beis el v'agagal v'amitzvah v'shafet es Yisrael. V'heim lo asukein. His kids didn't do that. El yeshu ba'arehem. They stayed in their town kidei laharbos schar l'chaznehem ulosofrehem. To increase the profit for the chazen, like the court clerk and the sofer who'd write up all the documents. Same guy. I'm not going to travel with him around the country. Shmuel, every time he came into a town, would hire people to do that. They kept it in the same town, so they had their cronies were running the bezdin. That's the kind of avera. It's not an avera, what they did. It's not an avera. Shmuel was, like Rashi says, no, Rashi doesn't say anything. The Meiri says, that what Shmuel did was a Miley Yisera. He didn't have to do that. He's allowed to stay in the town, and you hire a guy to work the court, to run the show, you hire a guy to be the silver. Nothing wrong with that. But the better way is to go to the people. So the Meiri says, even here, even if your father does something, it's as I did. And you don't follow that, it's already tying on you. They didn't sin. Well, according to this, we're going to see some people that did sin. They didn't sin. No, they were here. But it's not of the same caliber as their father, no question about that. Now, Kitano, it's really a malachok about this. Because it says, they followed after Betza. Rav Meir Omer, Chalkam she'alu b'pihem. They would ask for the Meiser. They were Levium. Shmuel was a Levi. They would ask for the Meiser b'feirish. They'd walk over. Can I have the Meiser? Who's going to say no to them? Shmuel's children? Again, it's not Nazira. But it's not nice. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Milai hitila al balibatim. That they were merchants. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mali hitila balibatim. No stimulhem pragmatia. They gave them merchandise. Lasokva. They should be busy with it. Lasseis lahem haschar. And they paid, these people paid for the merchandise. Then, when we talk kach, hayinim shachlivam lahatos dikish, yabon lefneim ladun, bahayinu chetam. Then they'd walk into for a judgment. So Shmuel's children are not ruling in their favor. The Miri says there's no greater shochad than this. This is exactly what the Torah doesn't like, right? We're buddies, and now I'm going to judge you when you have a lawsuit with someone else. That's not fair. That's mamash sin. That's an avera, right? Rabbi Akiva.
They were businessmen and judges.
Exactly, they were businessmen on the side. They're dealing with these people. Then when those people got sued, they run to their buddy. The wholesaler, right?
What's the word?
They should have recused. 100%. It's mamish. The Miri says it's mamish what shochad is. It's mamish what it is. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kupa yisera shal ma'aser not lo bezroa. They took an extra amount of ma'aser by force. And Rabbi Yosi Omer matanos not lo bezroa. They took matanos by force. Either it means the whole ma'aser, or some say it means the matanos that go to the kahanim, like the zeroa, lachayim, and keva, which are not even for Levian anyway. They took that anyway. So it's a machlokas whether or not they sin. Amar Shmuel bar Nachman, Amar Yonathan, Kala Amar David Chata, Ein Elatoa. Anyone says that David sinned it's a mistake. Okay, this time it says Kal Ha Omer. Where am I? Kal Ha Omer David Chata. We have like four or five ready before. No one ever said the word Kal.
No,
just
Kal
Ha Omer. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Kal Ha Omer. Okay, I'm sorry. Kal Ha Omer David Chata, Ein Elatoa. Anyone says David sinned, it's a mistake. Why? Shinamar says, "Vayhi David lechol drachav maskil v'Hashem imo." Hashem was with him. Efshar shechata bo liyada v'shchina imo. That's not possible. So what do you see from here? That Shmuel, that David Hamelech didn't sin. I elamani mekayim madua bazes as dvar Hashem lasas hara. What about the pasuk that says that you wanted to do bad? Yeah. Bikish lasos velo asa. Yeah, he wanted to, but he didn't. What does that mean? Says Rashi. This is such a difficult story. Says Rashi, the story is that he saw Bathsheba on the roof. He desired her. The pasuk makes it sound like he slept with her. He didn't. What he did was he sent her husband Uriah Hachiti out to battle, to the front. He got killed or not. He came back and he went back and got killed. Anyway, they wrote a get. They were ready to get to their wives and they went out to war. So Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosvos was to get ridden out tonight or not. Tosvos says, no, tonight. They wrote again. So she was divorced. So this is what Rashi says. Rashi says,
either way, it doesn't make a difference.
What do you mean?
Either way, it doesn't make a difference.
Why?
Because either way, took her after he went out.
Oh, so we'll see it in a minute. So Rashi says, the David B.K.H., L'shachev ima. He wanted to be with her. Called them Shekib L'get. Before she got the get, Shahayabaila Shalach La Minai Milchama, who would send her from the battlefield, She'im Yamus, that if he would die, Lo Tizakik Liyim, she wouldn't have to fall to the rotten brother, right? Oh, or Shema Yahare, maybe he died, they made a love. No one's gonna know that, right? Vitizaginishto, she'll be stuck. Oh, Shema Yavu Yihi Shavu, maybe he'll get captured. So and then she's stuck also. Kidamila come on, call Yotzal Lacham based David. So to avoid all these problems, he needs to give a get. So David didn't do anything wrong. It sounds like he did something wrong, but he really didn't. Back in the Gemara.
The problem is, if you read Pesukim,
they're out of order.
If you read Pesukim, it's definitely something wrong. He did something wrong. Also, the fact that he said he doesn't get punished for it, but you know he got punished for it.
We're gonna see in a minute. We're gonna go through the whole daf. You'll see. Amar Rav. Rav says, Rebbe, the Asimi David, Rebbe, who's a descendant of David, Nepach v'darish b'tzchusi to David. He's going to interpret the whole thing in David's in the best light for David. How so? It says, Madua buzz is as Devar Hashem lasos hara. What? Nobody's talking about David. Why did you do bad? Rabbi Omer, no, Mishuna razu mikal raz shem Torah. This bad is different than all other bad in the Torah. Shkal raz shem Torah, ksiv, vahu, vayas. Every other time it says, vayas. V'kan k'siv la'asos. B'kesh la'asos v'lo asli. He didn't do anything. He wanted to, maybe. It's Uriah Hachiti, he goes b'cherev. Right? It's Uriah Hachiti, you hit with the sword. Shehoi l'cha l'odonu b'sanhedrin v'lo danta. That he should have tried Uriah in front of a Bezdin, and he didn't. So, but first of all, Mati's right. Wait, it was over here. One second. Yeah, so look at the Top Tosfos. Kashalari. The Parakama de Megillah, Amrina Gabi Novel. Right? A different person. The Morid B'malchus. Lo boy limidan yine. You don't have to judge somebody who's Morid B'malchus. So V'uriyachiti, V'uriyah, the Morid B'malchus who? K'd'amar B'samach. We're going to say in a minute that Uriah was Morid B'malchus. So if Uriah was Morid B'malchus, why is David being faulted for not giving him a trial? You don't have to give people that are Morid B'malchus a trial. What's going on here? That's what Tosfos' question is.
Two stories of what happened.
So Uri was a Morbid Malchus. If he was Morbid Malchus, which the Gemara says he was, why did he need a trial? The Navi's telling David, you know, issue was not Bathsheba. That, forget that. That didn't do anything wrong. She was divorced. What about Uri Nebuch, the poor guy? He killed him without a trial? As the Tosfos' question is. Right? So Tosfos' answer is very interesting. V'yesh Lomar, no! The Vazet Tarek Ladunul L'de'emu Morbid Malchus. Of course the guy gets a trial. Everybody gets a trial. Was he more of a malchus than that? No question about that. The trial's different, though. Ava la'in la'ayin bedino, to be ma'ayin, lazos hilonos din, to wait, right? The hamtin ad lamachar, we should sit overnight and hack and tumble. Was he guilty? Was it? All those rules that are done to help the guy, gets mechal Shabbos, right? So to aid him, hasra, what happens? He goes to trial by the Sanhedrin, and they every possible thing, they're looking for excuses to save the guy. That, you don't do that by a Morbid Malchus. To put him on trial? Of course you put him on trial. You don't just kill the guy.
It doesn't make any sense. Because what did he do by Uriah? He didn't say, okay, Morbid Malchus, kill him. Done.
Right.
He didn't do it.
You send him to war.
You go, you attack the city, you pull back your troops, he gets stuck over there.
Right.
That's not how you kill somebody. You don't kill somebody.
Right. It's a very funny way to put someone to death. It's Morbid Malchus.
Morbid Malchus, make an example of it.
Right, so what's he being faulted for? Should have had a trial. You don't have trials in Morbid Malchus? No, of course you have trials. Just, you don't bend over backwards to try to find a loophole for the guy. Which by every other thing you do. Right, Mati's asking a very good question. That's not what he did. Right, he orchestrated that he should get killed. You'll see in a few minutes what Rabbi Yosher has to say about this. 1 minute. So, but I agree that the questions are harder than the answers. Anyway, that's what the Gemara says. That he was faulted not for Bathsheba. No, not that was completely mutter. What he did was, he didn't give Uriah a fair trial. V'es ishto lakachta l'chal isha. What about the fact that he took this woman for a wife, Bathsheba? The answer is l'kuchen yesh l'chaba. They were married already. The Amar of Shmuel bar Nachman, Amar b'Yonatan, kol yotze l'melchemes beis David, kosev get krisis l'ishto. They used to write a get. By the way, the Rashi has a different thing. The Rashi says, if people are rumored, they're talking about David Bashal Shudas. Look what he did. He took this married woman. Right? What kind of person is this? This is like our king. It's crazy. So then he should have put the guy on trial. No, you don't understand. This guy's no good. Right? It's PR. That's what the Rashi says. David should have done a PR campaign. Put the guy on trial for Morbid Malchus. We'll make it look better.
Yeah, Morbid Malchus is very difficult to understand what he did wrong.
Right. So,
he
so.
Go home when he told him to go home because he was afraid he was going to be a court.
Right.
Cheating with his wife.
That doesn't have that wholesome look. Then he takes his wife for his wife for life.
Right.
I mean,
the whole story is very difficult.
It's very difficult.
It's very deep. Chas v'shalom to say that David Melech sinned with the sin of Eishes Ish on his Madrega. I don't know it. I'm a regular person, but I have enough faith that David Melech was a great person, who's the father of Mashiach, didn't sin. If the Gemara tells me he didn't sin. Was he perfect? He wasn't perfect. He's not one of the four people that are perfect. Did he treat Uriah not right? Yeah. Did he see all the things he did wrong? The Gemara doesn't say he was Mekabel Lashon Hara.
Wasn't she 5 years old?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. The Gemara doesn't say that. Anyway, look at Rashi. Rashi says, get krisus al tnai. Rashi says there was a tnai. She'im yamus. if he would die, Tehein Begureshes Me'achshav. From now. What does from now mean? So the Mefarshei Rashi, it can't mean from now. Because if it's from now, then she was still married at the time that they were together. Because Uriah wasn't dead yet. Right? It has to be, Me'achshav means from the day we wrote it.
Retroactive.
It has to be in L'Mafreya. No, Me'achshav means from right now.
I see that.
Rashi should have written L'Mafreya. But what he meant was Me'achshav from the time we write it. From right now. If, I don't, now some say, it doesn't mean even if he died. Right? Sometimes they would send it from the battlefield. They didn't have a chance. They would draft the mamash. The mamash had to go write that in Tekken. They couldn't even write to get. They'd write it in the battlefield and send it to her. So from right now, from the minute I wrote it, you're already divorced. If I don't come back. Others say, it doesn't have to mean even if I die. If the battle's over, I don't come back. Where am I? Maybe I'm captured. Maybe I had enough with you. Whatever
it is. Most of the problems, that Huda situation.
Right. So it doesn't have to mean he died. What if he didn't die? So if the war's over, and the generals, everyone comes home, and he's not there, they're divorced. From when? Way back from when he wrote it.
It's worse that case.
Right, that's why they made cutoff. All right, the battle's over. Everybody else, all the survivors came home. Wait, one more day. You're not here. We're divorced from back then.
Right, but at that point, everyone didn't come back yet from the war.
Let's say they did. So Tosva says, look at Tosva's get Krisus. Pirush Rashi, Al Tanai. Sheim Yamos, B'Mochama Tehem Gureshes Me'Achshav. V'tzaruch lomer lepirusho, da'af agav, d'uriya, ba'am en ha'mochama. Even though he came home, Uriah. Apparently he came back in the middle. Ha'tanai ho'yesh in lo yashav, b'sof mochama she'ye get. But if he doesn't come back at the end, then he'll also get. From when? Back there. It says, ach kasha, t'tnan misha achzu. Mahi ba'osin ha'yamim. What's the story during that interval? What's the story? He's alive. And now she gets married. I'm really hoping he'll die because otherwise it'll be over Ishazish. So really, right. So what happened? What's the story during that time? So Rav Yehuda Omer Harayik Ishazish Lachal Dvarel. The Im Cain Rav Yehuda Hashit Ishazish Gemura. They're completely married. Says Tosfos, this can't be right. Right. So Tosfos says V'nira Luri Shoyim Begureshes Lagamri Below Shum Tanai. No, there was no Tanai. The get was here. There was a real get. No Tanai. If he comes back, they'll remarry. No Tanai. So now how do you answer Rashi?
There's another question on top of that. If that's the case, when he brings it back, how can you go tell Uri to go home to his wife, which is the reason why he's more of a mox in the first place, when she just had the relations with the king already?
Right. This is a good question. 1 minute.
Then it's Chavisa.
Right. V'adamina b'hazav, mutav she'ivol adam safek eshazish. It's better to be with a Suffolk Ishazish, but Yalvin Pene Chaver Barabim, Minolam Midavid, Karle Suffolk Ishazish. Why is she called a Suffolk Ishazish? Shafisha Yamagarshim Bitsina, Volum Sovereign Shi Ishazish. No, they would do this in private. They wouldn't put a thing in the newspaper. All these girls now are available. They wouldn't do that because if the husbands did come home, they'd marry the same wives. Right? So it was a private thing, but they were divorced outright, no tonight. How do you answer Rashi? Very hard. Even if it's L'Mafreya, during that time, you still can't do anything. Right? You can't do anything during that time. Even though it'll be L'Mafreya.
These are two lose-lose situations.
If you did something, alright, you're safe. You can't go ahead and go marry the king now. Oh, hopefully my husband will die. Otherwise, this is a problem. You can't do that. Right? So it's a very hard kash on Rashi. Okay. Shenemar. The S. Aseres charite hachalav ha'ele tavi l'asari elef et zechicha tifka l'shalom v'yes aruvotsem tikach ma aruvotsem tana Rabbi Yosef devarim ha'mu uravim beino l'beino. It's the private matter between him and her, meaning the get. V'osa harata b'cher b'nei Amon, and you killed him like with the sword of Amon. Ma cher b'nei Amon i'atanena shalav. What do you mean? That's a battle. The Amon's a battle. You don't punish for that. Af or yachiti i'atanena shalav. There's no punishment for that. My time. More b'malchus havi. He was more b'malchus. How was he more b'malchus? The Amar le v'adoni Yoav v'avde Adoni al pnei hatsad dechonim. Rashi says because he called Yoav Adoni, my lord. Tosfos says What's more of a malchus than that? Or he had no intention of making Yoav the king. What, so he gave Yoav a title too much? And then more of a malchus. Yeah, you hear what he says? Rashi says, Lav Urach Ara, Moros Acher Bifnei Melech. You don't give someone else a title in front of the king. Says Tosfos, Pirish Rashi, the more of a malchus, second to the bottom of Tosfos, Mishum Dekamar Adoni Yoav. Ain't Nirid, ain't a Morid, that's not Morid Malchus. Shlo Hayad Beliba Lahamlichal Lakosal Melech. He had no intention of calling Yoav the king. He gave him a nice title. Ella, Kemosha Pirish Rabbeinu Meir, Tavim Morid Mishum Debesefa de Kroksiv, Vani Avo El Beithi, Lecha Lishtos Lishkov in Ishti, Shadavid Omarlo Lassos. David told him to do that, but Lord Ratzel, he didn't listen. Lord Ratzel Lassos, he didn't listen. So he was more malchus, man. I'm not listening to the king. The king said, go home. He said, I'm not going home. So, again, Rashi is very difficult. Right? B'chor Tosfos makes more sense. But then, what kind of thing is that? It's like orchestrating. I'm orchestrating more of the malchus. Right? I'm going to ask him something, which he's not going to want to do, and then I can kill him. Right? Amar Rav, listen, one more line. Ki miyanas be David. If you go and analyze David, lo mishkachas be bar Uriah, you're not going to find any sin except for what he did with the Uriah. Not Bathsheba. Uriah was talking not right. Dechziv rak b'davar Uriah hachiti. Just Uriah. Says Tosfos, what about when David HaMelech made a census? Which was not the right thing to do. So Tosfos says at the bottom, v'yesh lomar, lo chashiv lei, that's not such a big deal. Lo havi kolkach oven gadol. That wasn't such a big deal. V'gam shogeg, he didn't even realize. That's such a big deal.
Well, he couldn't understand. He just did it wrong. He couldn't have done it right.
Right.
If you would have taken half a shekel, it would have been right.
Right.
He did it.
Right, exactly. So the Marsha asked, wait a minute. Budava didn't do anything wrong with Uriah. He was more of a Malchus. So what kind of thing is this for the Gemara to say? What do you want? So the Karni answers, no, we go back to Tosfos. He should have put him on trial. Right? Should have put him on trial. That's one answer. Listen to what Rabbi Yashiv says.
No, you couldn't
have put him on trial. Just, we'll put him on trial for the Gemara Malchus, but we're not going to go find all the loopholes for him.
He wanted to go home, so everybody thought that.
I know.
The whole
career
doesn't make sense.
Listen to what Rabbi Yashiv says. Unbelievable verse. I'll read it inside. Afal pi, shedavid lo nenash, al shagorim laharigas Uriah. Even though he didn't do anything wrong. Lefisha Uriah Haya Morid B'malchus. Uriah was more B'malchus. Mikol Makom Havamaisa Zeh Bechina Shel Aveira. The whole thing smacks of an Aveira. Can you point to any specific Aveira? No, you can't point to any specific Aveira. The whole thing is not right. Right? That's an unbelievable word. The whole thing is not. And catching a Teremit with Bathsheba, he didn't do anything wrong. She was divorced. Even though it's such a funny divorce, such a funny thing. All right, he saw that this is his destiny. This woman, okay, but that's what we got. The whole thing doesn't sound right. Doesn't sit right.
Therefore, we basically
it's not kosher, that's for
sure. Right. What? Right. 100%. Right. David Melch is a great person. He's a great man. There's one infraction here, right? Because David HaMelech is like a diamond, like we always say. So a diamond, when you look under a microscope, any little imperfection is a problem. When it comes to us, we have bigger blemishes, nobody blinks an eye, right? Okay.
It seems pretty big to anybody.
Why? He was, everybody got what they deserved. The way they went about it was a little bit roundabout. All right.
Is he really more rough? Or you manipulated him so he would be more rough?
Right, all right, we gotta do. Oh my goodness, we're never gonna finish. Okay, next. Abaya Kishisha Rami Darava Darav. Me of Rav Haki? I am a Rav. Kibel. David also is Makabal Lashon Hara. Kasha, that's a Kasha. That's a Kasha. Now, Gufa. Rav Amar Kibel David Lashon Hara. Rav says that David was Makabal Lashon Hara. Dichtiv, it says. Now, when they were looking out, when Shaul died, and Yonason died also. So David was looking, anyone alive from Shaul's family? So he found this Eved named Tziva. He was an Eved of Shaul. He said, yeah, I'm alive. And by the way, also Mephibosheth is still alive. He was Yonason's son, Shaul's grandson. He's alive too. And by the way, David, he wants to rebel against you and reestablish Shaul's kingdom. That was a pure lie, that was pure Lashon Hara. And David got all nervous and he took action against Mephibosheth. So David was Mekabel Lashon Hara. That's what's gonna go on right now. The Ksiv, it says, V'yomer lo ha-melech, eifu hu? Person Mephibosheth. V'yomer tziv el ha-melech, hin hu beis mechir ben Amiel. He's over there, below Dover. He's nothing. He's a low Dover. He's nothing to this guy. V'ksiv, v'yishlach ha-melech, v'yikacheu mebeis mechir ben Amiel. Mole Dover. Turns out the guy's a bit Talmud Chacham. So Michti, chaziyah d'shakvahu. He already knew that Tzivi is a liar. He ran into Tziva slandered Mephibosheth, called him an Amoritz. It wasn't even true. Kihadar alshein aleha. So then afterwards, when he went ahead and malshined him and told David that Mephibosheth is rebelling against you, my time akibli minay. Why was he makabalit? Wait a minute. And what if he didn't? What if he wasn't a liar? Then you already let him be makabalit. Who asked that question? The Chavetz Chaim, Hilchos Lashon Hara. So what do you mean now? And if that you're allowed to, right?
The Gedalia, that would be criticized for that.
What?
Gedalia was criticized for that, except...
They told Gedalia they're going to kill you.
Right, so...
So you're allowed to take precautions. You're not allowed to believe it.
Exactly.
That's it. You're allowed to take precautions. This guy wants to rebel against me. What was he doing? Ukiv, v'yomer melech, el tzivya, ayy ben adrecha, v'yomer tzivya... I'm sorry, I said it already. No. Where is he?
He gave him his property.
V'yomer tzivya, el melech, he ne yoshe Yerushalayim. He's in Yerushalayim. What's he doing there? In Yerushalayim, Rashi says he's reestablishing his father's kingdom. But Manala and the Kibbulimine, had he was Mekabalit, the Chsiv, because he said, "Be'omer Melech, he nelecha kol shalom Mephibosheth." You get all Mephibosheth as property. Now, what kind of precaution is that? You want to take precautions? He's rebelling. He's making a war. Soldiers, I understand. You're allowed to take precautions. What are you? Are you punishing him? Taking away his property? What kind of precaution is that? That's pure lashon hara. Right? Be'omer. Right, stop right there. Shmuel Amar, lo kibel David lashon hara. David was not mekabel lashon hara. Why not? Devarim hanikarim chazi bei. Devarim hanikarim. This is the heter in Hilchos Lashon Hara called Devarim hanikarim. If someone tells you something, say, yeah, this guy behaves in such a way. That's right. That now makes perfect sense. You're telling me this. You're telling me he's rebelling against me. Right? You're telling me he wants to reestablish. That's right. And it's so funny because the other day I saw him do this. I saw him. It's not Lashon Hara. I saw him do this, and he told me this, and he acted this way. It all makes sense now. Rav didn't hold from Devarim Hanikarim. By the way, the Rambam doesn't bring that down as a heter. The Chavetz Chaim points that out. But the Chavetz Chaim says, we'll hold like Shmuel. We'll be Mekel. So if you have a situation of Devarim Hanikarim, you can take precautions. You can believe it. What about Rav? Right? The Gemara said that Rav... We said, and what about if not for the fact that it was a lie, then you're allowed to believe it? Rav doesn't even hold from this. It's very difficult. The Chavetz Chaim is a whole long thing. I was reading it, I don't know what he's talking about. So complicated. At the end of the day, maybe Rav does hold from Devarim Hanikarim also, but just stronger Devarim Hanikarim. You hear? So the Ksiv it says, Mephibosheth ben Shaul Yorad Lefnei HaMelech, V'lo Asa Raglav. He didn't look good. V'lo Asa Sfamo. He didn't fix his mustache. V'yas Begadav, low key base.
Yeah, the problem is, this is later on, and you already gave him the property.
Ukiv, Vayhi, Kibal, Yerushalayim, Likras HaMelech, V'yomer lo, HaMelech, Lama lo halachta imi Adoni HaMelech, Avdi Rimani, Ki Amar Avdecha, Ech B'shalo, Li Chamor, V'erkav Aleh, V'elech, Es HaMelech, Ki Pesach Avdecha, V'yiragel, V'avdecha, El Adoni HaMelech, Adoni HaMelech, Kimelech, Elokim, Vasa Ato Beinecha, V'yomer lo HaMelech, Lama Tadaber, O Devarecha, Amarta, Ata V'tziv, Dechalkot HaSada, Yom Mephibosheth el Melech, Gamas es Hakol Yikach Acharei Asher Bi Adoni Amelech B'Shalom El Beiso. Omer Lo Ani Amarti Masai Tavo B'Shalom Vata Otsa Likach Lo Alecha Yesh Li Tarumos El Almi Shaviacha B'Shalom. In other words, this whole Sukkim are here. Omer Lo Haynu Dichsiv. I'm sorry. Haynu Dichsiv Uben Yohanes and Mariv Baal. The Chimer Baal Shmo V'Lo Mephibosheth Shmo. His name was El Mitoch, Sha'atza, Meriva, Imbailov, Yatza, Batkov, Armelo, Natza, Bar Natza. Right? Wounded one, that's the arguer, the son of the arguer. Natza Hadamar, he was an arguer. In other words, from all this you see, that Mephibosheth already had designs on the kingdom, and therefore when Tziva told him that, it just reinforced it. When it reinforces something, that's not Lashon Hara. That's what Shmuel held. Bart Natza, so he's an arguer, we just said. Bar Natza, what about, who's the son of the arguer? Not his father, Yonathan. He was a good guy. His grandfather, Shaul. The Tziv, Yavo Shaul, Ad Ir Amalek, Yor Benachal. He came to Amalek and he battled in the camp. Amar Rabbi Mermani Al Itzke Nachal. About the Nachal. Now what happened? Shaul said to himself, I can't believe this. For a Nachal, for the din of Egla Arufa, when one person dies, we go through such a tumult to find out who the murderer is. I'm going to kill women and children of Amalekim women? I'm going to do that? Couldn't do it. So what did he do? He killed everybody, but left Agag alive. So the Marsha says, if he left Agag alive, he left the children alive also. Because they're not being consistent. Why should I kill babies? So I leave the king alive. What about the babies? So the Marsha says he must have left the babies alive also. So what do you see? What's Shaul doing? He's second guessing Hashem? Right? As the people always say, God's so compassionate and he created a mitzvah called tzedakah. When it comes to killing Amalek, not compassion. Right? That's a very dangerous way to go down being a Jew. It's very dangerous. Because when you get to a mitzvah like this, you want to do it dead. The answer is, has nothing to do with compassion. Has nothing to do with compassion. That's what Shaul's mistake was. Has nothing to do with compassion. Has to do with listening. Has to do with mitzvot. It doesn't seem compassionate to you. That's your problem. Not Hashem's problem. It's your problem. Anyway, Amar Vuda Marav, Bishasha Amar David Mishiboshet, Atav Atzivet Dechaku with Hatzadeh. The minute David said that, he divided, which means he was Mekabalosh and Hara, Yatzos Abaskal of Amarlo, Rechavim V'Yeravim Yechalko Tamalucha. That's it. The kingdom's being split in half. Amar Vuda Marav, Elmol Elokibol David Losh and Hara. If not for David, being Mekabal Lashon Hara, Lo Nechalka Malchus based David, the kingdom never would have been split. So Lo Avdu Yisrael Avodah Zara, they never would have worshipped Avodah Zara. Lo Golinu Me'ar Seder, we never would have been exiled. That's harsh. No,
he's not taking it seriously.
The Gemara said it better than I could ever say it. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Yonathan, Kala Amar Shlomo Chata in El Toa. Anyone says Shlomo sin, that's also not right. Shnemar v'haya liba levavo shalem im Hashem elokav, but lo haya liba shalem im Hashem elokav kilevav David Aviv. His heart was not like David's heart. Kilevav David Aviv hudelo havi mechta naim elochata. Yeah, but he didn't sin. Ella mani mekayi v'yel ezik neshlamo nashav hito as levavo. What about the wise pulled his heart away? Hahi kidrim nasan. Kidrim nasan rami. Ksiva hile ezik neshlamo nashav hito as levavo. It says the wise pulled his heart away. But he didn't sin. So which one is it? He wanted to, but he didn't. He wanted to, but he didn't. He wanted to, but he didn't. Ella debana hachanami debana. He wanted to, so too Shlomo also wanted to. So what's pshat? Ella kidetanya. Rabbi Yossi Omer. The El Sabama asher al pnei Yerushalayim asher maimin miimin lahar mishcha asher bana Shlomo melech Yisrael pashtros shakats sidonim. Now 1 minute. After, is that possible? Ba Asa. Asa was a tzaddik who lived before Yoshio. This is talking about Yoshio. So Asa came v'lo biram, he didn't destroy those bamas. Yoshafat v'lo biram, Yoshafat came and didn't destroy it. Also a tzaddik. Ad sheba Yoshio biram v'lo kol v'rezar she'eretzol Asa v'yoshafat biram. They destroyed it all. So how did this survive? The answer is Ella Machish v'shanam lachwanim. Machwanim lo Asa v'tal lohem b'shevach. No, Yoshio didn't really do anything. He didn't destroy all these bamas. What did he do? He destroyed a few, but we give him the credit for destroying more because we like him. Ah, v'shanam lo Asa v'tal lohem l'gnai. So too, Shlomo didn't build these bamas, but we're attributing to him as if he did. Why? Since he wanted to, since he didn't protest, it's as if he did it. Okay? So there's an unbelievable vote over here, but we have a din that if somebody wants to sin, they don't sin, they get the credit for sinning. So Shlomo wanted to build a bama, but he didn't, so he should get the credit for building it. By Avodah Zarah, we say that. By Avodah Zarah, we say that. Why? Because even thinking about it, it's an Avera. So if Shlomo wanted to, so what's the answer? There are two answers. One answer is because the only time that's true is if you want a mamash, be over to Avodah Zarah. I wish I could. Here, he didn't want to be over to Avodah Zarah. I'll build it. If I drive him crazy, he'll build it. It's not the same thing. Second answer he gives is if somebody wants to, I wish I could be over the Avodah Zarah. And then some mishap happens, and he doesn't have a chance to be over the Avodah Zarah. Then it counts as if he did it. But here, if you do tshuva, of course it doesn't count. Right? He decided not to do it, of course it doesn't count as if he did. Of course not. That's the opposite. It's the biggest mitzvah in the world to do tshuva. Right? Okay. Now we're going to finish in 2 minutes. We're not going to finish. We'll do as much as we can, and then we'll have to leave the rest, and Michael will start the new parak tomorrow. Where am I? I'm over Yehuda and Shmuel. Narachol also thought that she shamesh al davar acher. It would have been better for Shlomo to be meshamesh avodah zarah v'al yichtov bo v'yatzchara be'ini Hashem, and it shouldn't write that he did what's bad in the eyes of Hashem. I'm over Yehuda and Shmuel. B'shal shenasa Shlomo's bas paro. When Shlomo married bas paro, hechnisol elef mine zemer. 1,000 guys came in playing instruments. Amrulo kachosin Shlomo kachosin l'avodah zarah plonis kachosin l'avodah zarah plonis. How do we serve this idol? How do we serve this god? V'lo michaba. He didn't say a word, Shlomo. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. B'shal shenasa Shlomo was bas paro. Time Shlomo married Baro's daughter. Yorei Gavriel. Gavriel came. V'noat kana bayam. He stuck a reed in the ocean. V'ol abo siriton. And it developed a mound. V'alav nivna krachgadol shal romi. And that's how the city of Rome was born. The Marsha says that the daughter of Paro was the first person since the Jews came to Israel, the first person to be over the Avodah Zarah in the city of Yerushalayim. Staggering thing to think about. She was the first person. Yeah, there were Yehusim from before it, from ancient time. Huh. Once they came, she was the first one. And what did it do? It caused the Gaulis are in right now, which is wrong. Right? Masni Satana, Otsa Hayom Sheikhnas Yeravim Shnei Igli Zahav. Time that the Yeravim put 2 eagles, Echad Bebetel. The Echad Bedon, Nivnet Srif Echad, some island was created, Ze Italia Shal Yavon, that's Greece, of Yavon, of Rome, Italy of Greece, which is Italy. Okay, we'll do one more line. Amar of Shmuel by Nachmani, Amar of Yonathan, Kala Amar Yosheo Chata. If anyone says Yosheo sinned, Ena Elatoa. It's not true. Shinar Vyash Hayashab Ena Hashem, Bavyel Chal Derech Adavid Aviv. Alamani Mekayev, Kamo Lo Yahya, Lafan of Melech Hashashab. There was nobody like him. The answer is Shakal Din Shadon mi ben Shmona Viad Shmona Esrei. Any judgment he made when he was 8 years old, till the time he was 18, because he became king when he was 8, Hechzirun Lahen, he returned all that money because he wasn't sure he did the right thing. Shema Tomar Natal Mizeh V'Natzon Lazeh. Maybe he did something improper. He's taking money away from people. Tamad Lomar B'Chal Ma'odo Shnatzon Lo Mishalo. He was his own money. We'll finish. We have another minute. Upliki Derav Tamar Rav Ein Loch Gadol Balichuv Yotzam Yeshio Bedoro. There's nobody greater Baal Teshuva than Yeshua, and the Echad B'Dereinu, one person in our generation. Umanu, who's that one person? Abba Avua de Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, it's him. Vamile Acha Achua de Abba, it's his brother. Avua de Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, the father of Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Damar Mar, Rabbi Abba, Acha Achu Havo, they were brothers. Amar Rabbi Yosef, V'od Echad B'Dereinu, one more person. Umanu, who's that? Ukfan Bar Nechemya, Reich Gulusa. Vahainu Nasan de Tutsitsa. So Rashi says there was some kind of light over his head. Amar Rav Yosef, Tosfos says, like a candle burning on his head. Amar Havi Yisivna Bepirka, I was sitting in the shir. Havi Kamen Amna, and I was dozing off. V'chazei Bechelma, I saw in a dream, Dekapashet Yadei V'Kiblei. That like the hand was like accepting him. Like he was such a chush of a person, he was such a Baal Tshuva. Okay, that's a nice way to end. Hadron Allah B'meh Behema, Hadron Allah B'meh Behema. So at the end of the day, we have 2 questions we need to resolve. Number one, what's up with David HaMelech? What's the story? Let's try to get to the bottom of that. Or number two, what's the story with the Mesora? With these different Mesoras, right? Those are 2 questions that we really don't have answers for. That's homework in our spare time. Everybody have a good day.